August. Birds crapping. Insects biting. The heat of summer. Children bitching. Summer brides rethinking their weddings. The overgrowth of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten? I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 Expo. Don't miss out on New Orleans 2019. All your favorite little shows live. August 16th through the 18th. Live from New Orleans, Louisiana. Come one, come all, or join in the chat room. Go to Pride48.com for more information. Big Fatty, I think that went really well. Certainly totally original, that's for sure.
Today is Monday, July 15th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is a show where I talk about my life and you, my faithful listeners, listen. And it's so great to be back. I pre-recorded a lot of those episodes last week, but that may be happening quite a lot the next month or two because I am so busy. Mark was telling me how busy he thought I was. So basically, we had our trip to Alaska that was about, we were gone for about 10 days. And then we have, then I came back and work is going to be super hectic for like the rest of my life, I think. It's funny, I just got a recruiter email. I don't think I've ever gotten a recruiter email in my life, but I was looking at it and I was like, oh, that is so like what I did 4 or 5 years ago. And I'm sure they wouldn't offer me what I make now. So, you know, whatever. I was flattered to get a recruiter email because I've literally never gotten one. Anyway, work is really busy. And now, Pride 48, we're getting ready for the August event, which you heard the little bumpa for. And then, in between Alaska and Pride 48, I'm playing my trumpet in Annie. And rehearsals for that start this Saturday, and I'll be doing Annie for the next 3.5-4 weeks. And then immediately, we will literally do our last performance of Annie, and then I will leave, and like 2 days later to go to Pride 48. So it's crazy. And then I'm already planning my next trip to California for work, to the California office, and that's going to happen late August or early September. I need to squeeze Washington State in there at some point and to see my grandma. And then I have a trip to London in October. And then November's Thanksgiving, December's Christmas. And, you know, I mean, January we'll start getting ready for the next Pride 48 event. So my life is basically just decided. So what I wanted to do, decided forever. I'm just going to be busy forever. That's how it's going to be. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to try out a little segment. I don't know if this is going to work without having a co-host, but I'm going to go ahead and do this little segment. I'm just pulling something up on my phone really quick. So let's go ahead and try this little segment. The news. I don't know. All right. So a retired jockey died when she fell onto an eco-friendly metal drinking straw, which impaled her eye, an inquest heard. Ew. Elena Struthers Gardner, 60, who was known as Lena, suffered brain injuries in the accident at her home in Broadstone, England. She was carrying a mason jar-style drinking glass with a screw-top lid in her kitchen when she collapsed. The 10-inch stainless steel straw entered her left eye socket and pierced her brain. This is not funny. She died. It's not funny. She died. But her death has led to a coroner warning that metal drinking straws should never be used with a lid that fixes them in place, and great care should be taken while using them. Struthers Gardner was fatally injured at her home on the evening of November 22nd. In a statement read out by the coroner, her wife of 4 years, Mandy Struthers Gardner, said she hadn't heard the fall but found Elena Struthers Gardner lying on her front and making unusual gurgling sounds. Oh my goodness. I'm just going to stop there, but I've just been saying, every time we go to California, I'm like, ugh, I cannot. Like, I seriously cannot do these paper drinking straws. They dissolve. They literally dissolve in whatever it is you're drinking. And I don't know, I feel like I'm drinking paper. And then also, they start getting clogged up and you don't get as good a suction. And so I keep telling Mark, I'm going to get one of those. I love stainless steel, anything. I mean, I have a stainless steel refrigerator. My KitchenAid is stainless steel. I'm like, I am going to, you know, I think I'm going to get a stainless steel straw. Now, if I trip and I'm carrying a glass with a stainless steel straw, I found out I might impale my eyeball and pierce my brain. By the way, we're gonna get back to the vacation on tomorrow's show. I wanted to kind of, I don't know, I wanted to kind of spice things up a little and do something different this episode. So, and I have a Scotty, I think I have a Scotty Lossy Battler voicemail to play as well at some point. So I may intersperse some episodes that are non-vacation related because I've probably got another 4 to 5 days worth of vacation stories to tell. So prepare yourself. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, so the other thing that I wanted to talk about today is the other, I don't know if you guys feel the same way about certain things. I mean, there are certain things in life that I just do not like. Like, I'm crabby about certain things. And one of those things is any type of salesperson. Like, I don't like to buy cars because I do not like to go to the freaking car dealership and have the salesperson assault me. You know, I mean, I feel assaulted, like, especially those high pressure, you know, salesmen sort of things. I don't like telemarketers on the phone. Like, I don't even answer my phone anymore because I do not want some freaking telemarketer assaulting my ears, trying to get me to buy something. And we all know that I'm non-confrontational and I have a problem saying no to things. So I just don't answer the phone like ever because I'm afraid it's going to be a telemarketer. Well, there's another category that falls into the same thing that is, in my opinion, the absolute worst of any of those categories. The car salesman, the telemarketer. There is another category that I literally, the other day. So when we got back from Alaska, now let me just say this. We had a fantastic trip. When we travel, we always have a really good time. I love it. I love traveling. It's great. But that being said, when you get back from a long trip, you're really tired and you have to go back to work. Usually people, including myself, don't have enough vacation days to take a long vacation and then also have additional vacation days to just lounge around the house. I mean, I did take one additional day to kind of relax, but I went back to work and it was so busy and it's the end of the quarter and all this kind of stuff. And so I was not able to really fully relax. And I'm just now feeling like some of my energy is coming back from the trip. So anyway, Mark and I have been really tired the past week or so since we got back. And I got home and we were watching TV and we both fell asleep like two old men on the couch. I mean, we were watching something. I don't even know what we were watching. Probably Celebrity Family Feud or something. I feel like Big Fatty. I took a nip and nap on the couch while watching a game show. But anyway, so we both had fallen asleep. And so I hear so loud, I almost like jump through my skin. I hear something like this. Oh, well, sorry. I just knocked on the... I knocked on the table that the microphone is on. Sorry. Anyway, I hope that doesn't pierce anyone's ears. So I hear this loud knocking. So it's like... like that. I don't even know if you guys could hear that, but it was a knocking sound. And I'm asleep, so I'm like, you know, I'm jolted out of my nap, which I desperately needed because of my exhausting vacation. And it was a person selling, like, trying to get me to buy their termite and pest control services. He was cute. But, I mean, I don't know how to deal with that. Like, our window was up. Our blinds were open so he could tell we were home. Normally, I just wouldn't answer the door. I would hide, and I wouldn't answer the door. But I couldn't hide. So I go out, and Sydney goes out. I have to grab her and put her in my arms. Finally, I'm listening to like 5 minutes of his spiel, and I try to tell him, no, we rent the house. And then he's like, oh, I have plenty of renters on my list. Landlords usually don't cover pest control. So we can skip the termite, but we can do the pest control. And finally, I'm like, look, this is a bad time. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, this is bad. And I finally just, I've got to go. And I close the door. Oh, it's so horrible, though. I feel like it should be illegal. Why should I be assaulted in my own home? My own home. That's where I go to be away from people. Anyway, it's ridiculous. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me and tell me about your personal salesman experiences. adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find a bunch more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.